Sedebit Dominus Rex.
Lectio Divina, or Divine Reading, is a traditional monastic way of praying with Scripture. There are four steps: reading, meditation, prayer, and contemplation. And some people add a fifth: action. In the reading step, we ask, what does this scripture passage say? What is going on? Don't try to overanalyze it. Just read it slowly a couple of times and see if any words or phrases jump out at you. Imagine yourself in the scene. In the meditation stage, we ask, what is the Holy Spirit telling me through this scripture passage? In the prayer stage, we just speak to God as a child to his most loving Father. In the contemplation stage, be still and know that he is God. Just sit with the Lord and let him love you. Here's an example with the gospel from the Feast of Christ the King. Step 1, reading. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So what does this scripture passage say? What is going on? Imagine it. Be there as a bystander at the foot of the cross, watching it all happen. Don't try to overanalyze it. And upon a second reading of it, let a word or a phrase jump out at you. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly. For the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes, but this man has done nothing criminal. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied to him, Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Did anything jump out at you? Any word or phrase? For me, it was the phrase, This is the King of the Jews. This is the King of the Jews. Step 2, meditation. What is the Holy Spirit telling you through this scripture passage? It could be over the specific word or phrase, or even the entire passage. Listen to the inspiration of the Spirit. For me, the phrase, This is the King of the Jews, is telling me to be awestruck at the scandal of the cross. This crucified man, bloody and beaten, dying on the cross, a shameful and public death with two criminals. Yes, this man is the King of the Jews. He is my King, our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. We have a King that has experienced the depths of despair. He is not a haughty King. He is a humble King who died for me because he cares for me. He understands me. He loves me more than I could ever imagine. Yes, the King loves me. Wow. Step 3, prayer. We speak to the Lord as a child to his most loving Father. Lord Jesus, King of the universe, rule over my heart. In this step, just take as much time as you need to talk to the Lord. Just pause this and let it all out. And know that He is listening. Step 4, contemplation. Now let us be still and know that He is God. Just sit with the Lord, sit with the King, and let Him love you.
The Lord is King, He is robed in majesty.